Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
We're going to welcome in our good friend, Ron Brown, for some movie reviews, our newsman turned movie critic. How you doing, Ron Brown?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a good day. It's a good day to be around the radio. It's a good day to be around the TV. It's a good day for everybody.
Good day to be an American. I feel good about that. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about some movies. You had a great transition line into what you wanted to talk about
first. Yeah, my first movie, just by chance, happens to be about Americans in Italy. How about that? So we'll stay on that theme. It's a new romantic comedy called Solo Mio, and it's a funny, sweet romantic comedy, kind of like a TV situational comedy with a really big location budget. Likeable comedian Kevin James, no stranger to situational comedies, after starring in King of Queens for 9 years, from 99 to 2008, where he was the star and the co-writer. In Solo Mio, he plays a really nice guy named Matt, who has taken his fiancée Heather to Rome to get married and spend a wonderful romantic honeymoon. What could go wrong?
Nothing. It's great, and that's the end of the movie.
Yeah, well, see, because they're in Rome, that's where the big location budget comes in. The honeymoon, well, it's over before the wedding even begins. She gets cold feet and doesn't show up, literally leaves him at the altar. Yeah, that sets up the story. He's heartbroken, but not angry. He's a nice guy, and he's also alone, but not for long. He decides to take his honeymoon trip without her, and guess what happens? Go ahead. Guess what happens?
Does he find love?
He accidentally meets the most charming, sympathetic, and understanding woman in the entire world right away at a coffee shop right there in Italy. Who would have guessed it? He also runs into a couple of other Americans and teams up with them and their funny sidekicks, including Allison Hannigan, a TV sitcom veteran herself. You'll probably remember her as Lily Aldrin in the How I Met Your Mother TV series. She was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer series, and she was in the American Pie movies as well. And so she's a veteran. You'll recognize her. Anyway, Matt and Gia, the woman that he meets, form a very quick friendship, and as fate and the rom-com template would have it, it soon blooms into love. It's contrived, but, you know, so what? This is a rom-com. It's full of sweetness and humor. And bonus points, Gia is related to the great Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli, who plays himself. And by the way, as fate would have it, Andrea Bocelli will be live here in concert in Chicago February 25th, right around the corner. So.
And we just saw him at the opening ceremonies.
So. And there you go. He's all over the place. He's in the movies. He's in concerts. He's at the Olympics.
So a fairly predictable plot. What are you giving this brownie point
for? I still give Solo Mio 3.5 brownie points because it is very good. It's very funny.
How can we see
you
it?
You will enjoy it. It's in the theaters right
now.
Oh,
at the theaters.
At the theaters,
that's
Mary.
That's a good thing, Mary.
Yeah. 3.5, and reminding that's out of 5. For
3.5 out of 5 brownie points, yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to How to Make a Killing, but we'll first get a look at traffic and weather. I got some Starburst.
I noticed that. You will be sharing, yes?
Yes, of course. Okay. Which color do you want?
I will take the next in line.
Orange, baby. There you go. You can have
thank
an
you.
Orange.
I'm going to save it for afterwards. I might stick to my teeth.
Please don't chew that in the middle of the segment.
That would not be good radio at all.
We did Solo Mio first. We're going to How to Make a Killing next.
How to Make a Killing, yeah. It stars the always likable Glenn Powell. He gives a Paul Newman-like movie star performance, so much so that you would hardly notice he's playing a cold-blooded, psychotic serial killer, you know, but darn, he's good looking. It's a dark comedy, so the murders are mostly tongue-in-cheek. Some of them are off-camera. He plays Beckett Redfellow, a distant relative to inherit billions of dollars, but there are several other relatives, 7 of them ahead of him in the line of succession. So he removes the competition, so to speak, and he helps himself. It's a remake of a classic 1949 British film called Kind Hearts and Coronets, where Sir Alec Guinness played all 7 murdered family members.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this time the fantastic supporting cast includes a sultry Margaret Qualley as a cold-hearted femme fatale, Topher Grace from that 70s show, and the great Ed Harris.
Oh, wow.
It's written and directed by John Patton Ford, who's Emily the Criminal with Aubrey Plaza in 2022, was a very good first feature, and this is a very good follow-up. How to Make a Killing is well-written, dark, and it's a sly satire on greed and class. I'm giving it 4 out of 5 brownie points. I liked this one a lot.
In theaters only, or?
In theaters right now.
Okay, that's How to Make a Killing, 4 out of 5. Crime 101, I've heard a lot about this one.
And for good reason. It stars Chris Hemsworth, Thor himself, and several other A-list actors. This is a serious, moody crime thriller. It's reminiscent of Michael Mann's Heat. It's about a clever thief who's robbing jewelry stores along the famous 101 highway in Los Angeles with meticulous professional planning. The supporting cast is outstanding. Monica Barbaro is a love interest. She played Joan Baez in A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Oscar winner Halle Berry is an insurance saleswoman. Nick Nolte is the fence. Barry Keane from Saltburn and the Banshees of Inisherin is a rival robber with a hair trigger temper. It looks like he could be auditioning to be become a villain in a James Bond film. He is so good. And so is Mark Ruffalo, who plays the cop. They are all in Crime 101, a rare, thrilling heist film that relies on mood and tone of the scenes as much as the action. And there is plenty of action and car chases as well.
Too many car chases or just enough?
Just enough. Okay. It's really a tight, good crime thriller. I give Crime 101 4 out of 5 brownie points.
Yeah, because I don't love car chases, but I can stand them if the rest of the movie's good. Like in the Bourne movies, every one of those had a car chase.
Yes.
But those movies were still so good.
Exactly.
And some people love the car chases, just not me. One quick follow-up. Nick Nolte is his fence. What does a fence mean?
He's selling the stuff that has been stolen from the jewelry stores.
Oh, I never heard that term.
He's the fence.
Oh, like he's fencing out the goods.
Yeah, you don't live a life of crime, I take it.
Not this kind of crime. All right, four.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Artify for Crime 101 in theaters only?
Yes.
Okay, and what do you got for us next?
It's a crazy film called Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die. So you know from the title, it's probably a comedy. It's a science fiction action adventure comedy starring Oscar winner Sam Rockwell, who's so good in everything. It's wild in the vein of Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Ooh, I don't know.
Did you see that?
I did see that.
It's crazy like that. This movie also has an excellent cast. Haley Lou Richardson from the second season of The White Lotus, Juno Temple from Ted Lasso, and Michael Pena. It's crazy from the first minute on, and then it gets crazier as it goes along. Rockwell plays a man who says he's from the future, looking for help in a diner to save the world from itself and an AI destruction. So it's a timely social commentary about technology, complete with realistic-looking teenage zombies dangerously addicted to their cell phones. Can you relate?
Yes. I think me and John Williams had a 30-minute conversation about that earlier.
Yeah, it's directed by Oscar winner Gore Verbinski, the man behind the first three Pirates of the Caribbean films and Rango. Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die is a wild, crazy ride, and it earns 4 out of 5 brownie points.
Were you a fan of the Everything Everywhere All at Once?
I loved it. It took me a while, but then when I finally got into the tone, it just got crazier and crazier, and I went, okay, I'm along for the ride, and I liked it a lot, yes.
I couldn't suspend my disbelief enough to get along with it, but I know millions of people loved that movie. So 4 out of 5 stars for Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die. Theaters only?
It's just been released in theaters, yes.
Okie dokie. Next week, I'm looking forward to, you're going to do a Wuthering Heights review,
Wuthering
right?
Heights, Jacob Elordi and Margot Robbie star as Heathcliff and Catherine, directed by Emerald Fennell, the Saltburn director.
Ooh.
And so this is a nice little romantic movie. And also Man on the Run, the new Paul McCartney documentary.
That's coming next week when we chat with you.
Yes.
You wanted to mention before we go, we got the BAFTA Awards. What are the BAFTA Awards?
It's the British Oscars, the BAFTA Awards. And they're pretty good portenders of the Oscars because they have 14,000 membership voters, and they kind of cross over into the Oscars voters. They have about 11,000 voting members. So if you want to know what's going to go on with the Oscars, it's not always, you know, the exact
same thing.
It's not
one for one, yeah.
But it's a good talking point, and it's a good thing to watch out for. Best movies, Hamnet, Marty Supreme, you know, all the usual suspects. One Battle After Another, Sentimental Value, and Sinners. They're all going to be competing for best film. Now, they have something different, the Outstanding British Film category. They're going to have 28 Years Later. That was that zombie movie that I liked so much. Bridget Jones, What About the Boy? Another movie called Die My Love, Mr. Burton, and Steve are a couple that did not make the Oscar list here in America.
Well, that's great stuff. I look forward to that.
That's going
to
be Sunday, February February 22nd, 1 o'clock Central Time. You can watch it on BritBox if you have Prime Video and a subscription.
Is that something you'll watch? You'll actually sit down and watch, or you'll just see what happens after?
I don't have a subscription, so I'll pay attention to the live updates.
Yeah. But. Did you see – I know you're doing mostly movies. I happened to watch something when it actually came out, which is very rare for me. On Netflix, How to Get to Heaven from Belfast. Have you heard much about this?
I haven't. No, is that good?
It's okay. It's basically the same creator who created Dairy Girls, which is an awesome sitcom. Well, sitcom is the wrong term.
Series,
yes. A three-season series called Dairy Girls, which was so funny. I highly suggest everyone go watch it. Put on the closed captions because you won't be able to understand. It's Irish, but it's great. And it was an eight-part series that came out on Netflix last week, How to Get to Heaven from Belfast, same creator, who just kind of, I feel like, misses the mark. It's a lot of the same jokes and motifs of Dairy Girls. But in Dairy Girls, they're high school girls. In this movie, they're adults. And for some reason, that didn't translate. It's a murder mystery with deep solving. It's a crime writer who writes TV shows is now caught up and embroiled in her own little murder mystery along with two of her friends. It's cute. There's a lot of cool moments in it. It just... I wasn't like at the edge of my seat waiting for the next episode. It was one of those series I watched that went, okay, we got to watch the last one to finish this on up.
Yeah, but it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I would watch it I would go to Dairy Girls first. Watch that if that floats your boat. It's really cute and funny. It's about the 1990s, the troubles between Ireland and the UK, and how five teenage girls navigate that world as Irish folks. And it's really interesting. All right. I thought I'd give you a little recommendation there.
Yeah. So you say it's about 3 out of 5 brownie points?
Yeah. I got to come up with a different scale, though, but I'd say 2.5.
2.5.
Which is not bad.
That's worth your time.
Worth my time. All right, Ron Brown, we'll do it again next week, my friend.
Okay. That's a wrap.